Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, yeah, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
Here we go. It's Beer 30 time. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio with me. You can catch their podcast on Google Play and iTunes. Sports Meets Beer, meets like the protein. Hi, guys. What's up?
Hello.
M-E-A-T-S meets.
Meets like the protein.
Meets.
Meats. So we have beer in front of us. I'm going to drink. Go ahead.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Please.
What's going on here?
Vibe in those. So in front of us today, we've got this little tiny brewery out of San Diego called Stone. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah.
They have a reoccurring series for them, which is an enjoy buy, right? So essentially, this is really drawing attention of how fragile really hobby beers can be. And this is something they've done for a few years now. Really, they've got a couple different series. There's not like a... doesn't necessarily come out every month. Doesn't come out every 2 months. It's kind of they throw a different style in there all the time. But it's generally such a fresh beer. Because the idea is they're really, really banking on the getting it in rotation, getting into the retail store quickly or into the bar quickly, and get it in and out.
I'm glad we're getting a chance to try this. This week here our local brewing powerhouse Lagunitas released their Born Yesterday beer, but we've got a chance. We put it on tap in all the restaurants, and we actually last night recorded our beer sampling episode of our podcast for the week. That'll be up next Tuesday. We got a chance to review that. It was awesome. So this is going to be a cool comparison because it's really similar concepts in terms of, you know, this beer is super fresh. You know, the Lagunitas one's a wet hop IPA, like we were talking before we came on, but it's two sort of different marketing ploys, right? Lagunitas says this was born yesterday, and so you should enjoy it as close to yesterday as possible, where Stone has decided to go with an expiration date, which I'm always so curious as to why they went that route. I understand that they're trying to maintain the freshness of the beer. They want you to taste it as fresh, but if I'm the consumer and I'm buying it off the shelf and it's this one is enjoy by 10/31, if it's 10/29... that seems awfully close. Right, like, I'm going to look for the one that's late. You know, it's like milk. You never buy milk.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right.
Forget it.
I really think that, you know, Stone initially kind of stubbed their toes on that because they put, you're putting a date right on there, like, to your point.
Right. And from a retailer's perspective, as somebody who's carried this beer as well, if we have it 4 or 5 days before the expiration date, we see a slowing of the sale there.
Oh, yeah.
We really do. Sure. It is a noticeable thing. Well, having said that.
Right now, no one buys Christmas beers in January for a reason.
Yeah, the absolutely.
Beer might be fresh, but if you have a wrapped ribbon on your packaging for that 12-pack, 6-pack bottle, good night, Irene. It's not selling.
Well, speaking of ribbons and packaging, let's tie a bow on this beer sample. What do we? Let's go through the AATMF.
Is it really sampling if we have 10 of them?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was more referring to a podcast last night. But anyways,
right.
Going through the AATMF, this has really got a beautiful copper color to it. Off-white. Head on this. You know, Stone's always done a really good job with that. They're very hop forward, and they're very, very good with their carbonation levels. Those are the two things that are pretty much what I remember from every Stone beer I've ever had. But this thing is, I mean, the aroma on this thing is over the top right. It's, you know, really, really hoppy. You can tell it's real piney. It almost has an astringent cleaner smell to it. And then also, get like kind of that forest pine. Right. So you're kind of walking when you go out to the, Tahoe National Forest, and you get a real deep breath of air, which for me is every time I'm like tying my shoes and walking.
I don't get as much of the astringency that you're talking about, but I just get really bright orange in this. Even as long as we've had it open now, it's like mandarin oranges, tangerines, that kind of nose in it. Just that's the thing. Assault is probably the wrong word, but I just get it immediately. Stings the nostrils in a good way.
But yeah, the taste on this thing is, it matches exactly, what the aromatics bring. It is absolutely bright. It's hard to say that it's necessarily fresh. Like, if you taste this, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, this is the freshest beer I've ever had. It's just, to me, the hop levels are really, really bright and really, really grassy. Mm-hmm. And all the things. So you get kind of extremity of the flavors.
So what you're saying is that this beer could be called really anything, and you're not necessarily... And that is like tied to being like, this is something you need to, it really does feel with, because I'm in agreement with you. This beer in particular feels like the enjoy by thing is more of a marketing ploy.
It's a category for them. It's a series just like anything else. Like, there's other brands that have a series of beer, right? Firestone has the Leo Ursus, You know, Lagunitas has their one hitter. There's all these
another beer, ones. The Leors is another beer you could check out when the beer episode drops next Tuesday.
And we are full of teasers.
Wow. But, oh, you mean on your podcast?
On our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, Sports Meats Beer.
Yeah, podcast. That you can get on Google Play or iTunes or anywhere else you get your podcast.
Yeah.
I like the level of sort of bitterness in the finish here. It makes it a little bit of a dry finish, and it makes me want to go back in for some more. It finishes with more of like that bitter orange, because that orange flavor just kind of is throughout, ubiquitous through the taste. And there's a bitterness in it that I think makes it a really pleasant finish.
Yeah, you know, the finish for me, the bitterness is there. I don't get the dryness, the mouthfeel that you're describing. To me, I still have that bright flavor. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like this could probably sit a little bit longer. And
really?
Have it actually and not have such extreme flavors and it be a little more enjoyable. To me, it's too much. That's a little too much. I wouldn't reorder.
Fair enough. Daniel, what'd you say, buddy?
Smells really sweet, and then the taste is really bitter, like you were saying at the end. I think that's very complex.
Yeah.
More complex than I thought it was going to be. I like it. I'll give it a thumbs up, but I'm not, it's not.
You're not in love with that thumbs up?
Yeah, it's not the tallest thumbs up I've ever given, but I'll give it a thumbs up.
Like you wouldn't buy a six pack of it.
I would buy a six pack of it to share with other people.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't have a six pack of it.
Right.
Right.
For some reason, I feel like he was saying that and directing that towards us.
What?
I wouldn't drink a six pack by myself, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Of this.
Yeah. I'm not a podcaster.
Oh, man. I'm thumbs up, too.
I got some professionalism here, okay?
Yeah. Some integrity.
Yeah.
I'm a thumbs up. I like this beer. I understand the point you're making, Ben, is absolutely true. I think in this regard, it is true to Stone's form. And I think that in this particular case, it's admirable. I like it. I'm thumbs up.
All right. Well, there you go. You can check out this review and others online at 977theriffer.com. Click on Beer 30 and their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, is where you get all your podcasts, Google Play and iTunes, all that fun stuff. And they're on social media as well. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks again for hanging.
Cheers.